Proclamation number 7142 of 8th of June, 1958. What is truth? You will not be led astray if you approach the eternal truth itself, truth. What kind of God of love would you be if he did not offer a good gift to his children who trustingly come to him in order to allow themselves to be bestowed by him? And where would God's wisdom be found if he himself wanted to convey spiritual knowledge to people which does not correspond to the truth? You have to imagine God in his essence, which is supremely perfect, and therefore nothing imperfect can be offered by himself. But since people's great spiritual hardship consists precisely of the fact that they live in error, that they are far removed from the truth and therefore cannot find the path of return to God either. Since, again, for the sake of the final return to God, the human being only has to live through earthly existence at all, it is God's everlasting endeavor to convey the pure truth to people, and he will also do so wherever the opportunity presents itself, that is, wherever the conditions are fulfilled under which such conveyance of truth is possible. But no one will request truth from God who does not believe in God himself. Nor will anyone request truth who does not also request it from God, even if he is not aware of it. And thus the desire also signifies a certain love for it, and thus also love for God, who himself is truth from eternity. And if the human being therefore turns to God himself in thought, or even just with the innermost stirring of the heart, which resists everything untrue, God will also in a way convey the requested truth to the human being. If the human being is already capable of a certain realization through a life of love, if his thinking is already enlightened through unselfish activity of love, then the human being will also feel that an answer to his questions can be given to him directly from God, and he will listen to this answer within himself, he will pay attention to his thoughts, he will have the firm certainty that God reveals himself to him. But then he will also know that he will only receive pure truth, that he need not fear error, because only truth can reach him on God's part, and because God also protects a truth-seeking child from erroneous influence, precisely for the sake of truth. What is truth? This question is so often asked by people who think they are clever, but who also feel that they very often fall prey to error and therefore become uncertain about the truth of what is generally held. All of them would have their question answered if they had those prerequisites, such as faith in God, unselfish activity of love, and desire for truth. And then they would no longer doubt or ask, because the answer would be clear and light in themselves. But until they can demonstrate those prerequisites, even these words are quite incomprehensible and unbelievable to them. They seem incompatible with their sober intellectual thinking. And so long they will also live without knowledge, even though they are rich in earthly knowledge or have acquired spiritual knowledge in a scholastic way. They have no inner guarantee for the truth of it and will never be able to obtain it in any other way than through the revelation of God, which can take place in many different ways but is completely certain to the sincere striving for truth. This is why one person can stand up for the truth with full conviction, whereas another person can certainly accept but will never be able to represent with inner certainty that which he has acquired intellectually without having been instructed by his spirit within himself. For pure truth only emanates from God, and only God himself conveys it to the person who sincerely appeals to him for it. Amen.